The government printing office is expanding the number of historic documents that people can access online. They're partnering with the Library of Congress to digitize all sorts of records, some dating back to the 1800s. This includes official congressional debates and laws like the Freedom of Information Act. Mary Alice Baish is GPO's superintendent of documents. She joins us live now to explain how this project is going to work. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Tom.
So these documents, these are all in paper form at this point?
Absolutely. We're very pleased to have this opportunity to collaborate with the Library of Congress to provide enhanced access through the Internet to these core historic congressional materials, the U.S. statutes at large and the bound congressional record. They document our nation's history.
So what is the oldest single document that's going to be included in this whole program?
Well, as far back in terms of the bound congressional record, which is the official record of the proceedings of the Congress and issued daily by GPO in both print and electronic form, we are going to be digitizing beginning with 1873 through 1998. From 1998 to the current time, they are only available in the daily congressional record.
Now, I'm imagining you're not going to have squadrons of people sitting there typing them into computers. So how are
Absolutely
you? What's the process here?
Well, it's an exciting new collaboration with the Library of Congress and GPO, and we each have our particular roles. For example, the Library of Congress is going to perform the actual digitization of the collections because they have complete sets of both titles, and they also have special knowledge and expertise of the content. The Library of Congress will transfer the files electronically to GPO, and we will be adding the metadata for each of the digital files so that there is easy searchability and will ensure its preservation. We are very importantly going to authenticate each of the files using digital signatures, and we're going to ensure that the digital collections remain permanently available to the public through our federal digital system, our FDSIS.
So these go back to, as you mentioned, I think 1873 is the date that you gave. So some of them originally were obviously only ink on paper. But then somewhere along the line, there started to be some form of electronics. So it sounds like you're dealing with multiple formats here to get into one final shape.
Absolutely. The print format of the statutes at large and the congressional record is the official version. Since the enactment of the GPO Access Act in 1993, GPO has transformed itself into an innovative leader of technology, and GPO Access has been migrated to our new federal digital system. And the role of GPO and its unique nature really can't be understated in that regard. The Government Printing Office is the only agency in the federal government to provide the public with access to authentic published government information, both electronically and in print, through the Federal Depository Library Program and the Federal Digital System. And we are the only agency that uses digital signatures to authenticate the content available through the FDSIS so that it is trustworthy.
We're speaking to Mary Alice Baish, the superintendent of documents at the Government Printing Office. So for a user, what form would that authentication take, and how would they know this is in fact the real McCoy version of that particular statute?
The federal digital system is already authenticating digital files, and when we are able to complete the projects and add these historic congressional materials, a user will be able to come to GPO's federal digital system, perhaps go into the collection of the U.S. statutes at large, do a keyword term search, for example, freedom of information is a good example, and then find where that statute is in the series statutes at large and be able to view that document and also view the certificate of authentication. And when a user is able to do that, there is an assurance that the content has not been altered or changed since GPO made it publicly available on the web.
Now, as these documents are developed going into the future, are we still creating paper versions, or are things being created digitally only, which kind of has some implications of itself?
Absolutely. For the past 20 years, content has been created in a digital format. There are core documents of a democracy that are very important to remain in print because, in fact, the print form is the only official version. On the other hand, it is exciting for everyone to be able to access these materials in a digital form through such an easily searchable system as the federal digital system, and to be able to go to that content on our website and look at content that is authentic, and to know that you can come back to the GPO federal digital system in 5 years and be able to find the same content there. We're also preserving all of this digital information.
I mean, do you ever wish that maybe just one or two copies you could print in a nice book and bind just in case?
Well, we do continue to print, as I mentioned, official legal titles and congressional record. The Federal Register is still being published. And, for example, a couple weeks ago, the president's budget was produced and unveiled in print and copies sent to the Hill. So print still has a place in this world, in the government. But obviously, we can open our doors and improve the transparency by making as much as we can available in a digital format, in an easily searchable way that we know is going to be available into perpetuity.
Now, this is not the first time GPO and Library of Congress have cooperated, is it?
In terms of having a memorandum of understanding, I believe that it is. Certainly in my short tenure of 3.5 weeks here at the U.S. Government Printing Office. But it is a wonderful new partnership that's not just going to benefit GPO, but also the Library of Congress, because they do the digitization. We do our side of the work, adding the metadata, doing the digital authentication, and ensuring its preservation. But these files will be then sent back to the Library of Congress so they can also make them available on the web. So it's really a win-win between these two legislative branch agencies.
And in your 3.5 weeks at the agency, have you had a chance to explore all the nooks and crannies of those big brick piles there on North Capitol Street?
Oh, it's just been a wonderful experience. And the staff here at the Government Printing Office are a remarkable group of dedicated men and women. And it's just been a privilege to be here.